for the next few minutes, I'm going to be talking about the Kansas Fitness Information Tracking System, or KFIT. And this may sound familiar to some of you who attended last year's conference. I had the opportunity to share the results from year one analyses for KFIT, and today I will be highlighting some of the key findings from year two. So just briefly, KFIT is a collaborative project between the Kansas Department, State Department of Education, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and it's funded by the Kansas Health Foundation, which is a philanthropy organization in the state. And really the purpose of KFIT is to collect data on fitness testing among Kansas students, link it with their academic performance results to really just kind of make the case for why PE and PA is important. So there are three databases that are combined to create the KFIT student database. The first is the Kansas Individual Data on Students, or KIDS, and this is where we get information on student demographics, age, gender, race, ethnicity, etc., as well as their enrollment absenteeism data. The second data source is the Student Academic Performance Assessment Results for reading, math, and for the first time in year two, we had access to science performance data as well. And then finally, the FitnessGram fitness test results. So FitnessGram is an online software where PE teachers can incorporate PE testing into their classes and then report that data back to the State Department of Education. So at the State Department of Education, all three of these databases are combined on a unique student identifier, and the data is provided to me on an annual basis for analyses. So there are a lot of different fitness tests that a PE teacher could incorporate into their class. These are the five that are promoted in Kansas. The first is the Progressive Aerobic Cardiovascular Endurance Run, or the PACER, and this is a measure of aerobic capacity. The Curl Up is a measure of abdominal strength. The Trunk Lift is a measure of trunk extensor flexibility. The 90-degree push-up is a measure of upper body strength, and the Back Saber Sit and Reach is a measure of flexibility, particularly of the hamstrings. In addition to these fitness tests, student height and weight is also measured as part of the PE class. And there are different scoring structures for each of these tests, but an age and gender-specific standard is applied so that we can determine whether or not a student is within a healthy fitness zone for each of these tests or does not meet the healthy fitness zone for each of these tests. So in addition to descriptive statistics, frequencies, and percentages, I also computed odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals to really measure this association between fitness testing and academic performance. So due to the hierarchical nature of the data, where student-level data is nested within schools, I used SAS PropGlimix and modeled school as a random effect. So one of the things that's different about the year two report compared to the year one report is in year one I was only calculating crude measures of association. In year two I calculated crude measures of association as well as adjusted, where I controlled for sex, race, ethnicity, grade level, and weight status. So in year two we had slightly more than 56,000 records entered into the KFIT data system from more than 300 schools, and this was roughly twice as many records and twice as many schools participating as we did in year one. After applying a number of exclusion criteria, I had just under 39,000 records to work with for my various analyses. And I know I don't have all the exclusion criteria listed here, but it's important to note that throughout the year two report, results reflect data from students in grades 4 to 9 who do not have physical, mental, emotional, or developmental disabilities. And so obviously I don't have time to go into the details of the entire year two report, but I do just kind of want to highlight the meat of the analyses. So this is looking at reading performance levels of students in grades 4 through 8 in this KFIT database for year 2 by the number of fitness tests for which healthy fitness zone standards were met. So if you look across the x-axis there, it increases from left to right for the number of fitness tests for which healthy fitness zone standards were met. The red bars indicate the percentage of students who are above reading performance standards. So you can see moving from left to right, as the number of fitness tests for which healthy fitness zone standards increase, so too do the percentage of students who are above reading performance standards. So obviously this is looking at the data really in an aggregate, but if we look at those crude and adjusted odds ratios, we see that students who meet the healthy fitness zone standards for all five fitness tests have higher odds of being above reading performance levels compared to students who do not meet all five healthy fitness zone standards. We see a similar pattern with math and similar measures of association looking at crude and adjusted odds ratios. And then again for science. And I mentioned before, science data was newly available to us in year two, so this is not available in the year one report. So just to wrap up, our results reflect the current research that suggests a positive relationship exists between fitness and academic performance. Our results for year two really do mirror our year one results and really build on year one by adding those adjusted measures of association, including information on science performance. And then finally, PE and PA should be viewed as assets to Kansas schools and integral to their academic mission, which is really what the whole impetus for KFIT was in the first place. So as I mentioned before, there are full reports available for year one and year two, so I'm happy to share those with anybody who's interested. My contact information is listed here.